she called and she said she wants an EVA cylinder, and because her cylinder is broken. And that was 40 years ago.
So just like Tony Stark has his hall of armor with multiple Iron Man suits, we also have, so to say, have a hall of cylinders.
Hi, welcome back to Habitus Podcast. And today we are very happy to have our guests all the way from Austria. This company called EVA, E-V-V-A. The tagline is access to security. Habitus has been in the business of door hardware for more than 10 years, and I think we found a partners from Europe that matches our energy. Young people have tons of energy to talk about door hardware, specifically in cylinders. We have been spending 2 days with them here in Jakarta. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce two of my new friends, Rafael Ray Bacolod, as the regional sales manager of Asia Pacific, and Mr. Sahil Hoses, yeah?
Joses, yeah.
Joses, technical support expert, but let me assure you that these two guys are experts in their field, well-trained, and I can say that the best cylinder manufacturer in the world. Welcome to the show.
So Mitra, thank you very much for having us. Sahil and I are really excited to be here. It's basically our first visit here to Indonesia on a business trip. And we're basically here because we wanted to actually explore the market, the Indonesian market, because as I'm the regional sales manager for Asia Pacific, part of my task or my roles is basically to manage the existing customer relationships, client relationships that we have with existing partners and distributors throughout Asia Pacific, but also to find new potential partners in potentially also new booming markets. And I've been following the trends and the studies on the different countries throughout Asia Pacific. And Indonesia is one of those countries that is projected to grow rapidly until 2050. So I thought, why not try to find a potential partner in Indonesia and help grow the EVA brand in the local market before it suddenly explodes and booms. So I agree with you, Swamitra. I think it is a great energy that we have had these past 2 days. And I believe Sahil would also confirm and agrees with that.
Definitely,
statement. Yes.
I work in a technical field. So my main job is about giving technical support, after sales support, yeah, and doing pre-sales support in technical stuff. So I'll be supporting you guys for the next projects, or let's say pre-planning. That's what I do in EVA, and I'm overwhelmed by the welcoming of the Indonesian market, and especially your company, and which has so many experience with the doors.
Yeah, thank you. And we're very happy to have you guys. EVA, spelled E-V-V-A, Austrian company. Before I go into questions,
yeah,
it's an Austrian company that was founded back in 1919. It is based in Vienna, the capital, and it is a manufacturer of mechanical and electronic locking and access control systems. So in your perspective, tell us about EVA for those who haven't heard of it.
Sure. So as you correctly mentioned, Swamitra, EVA is a company, an Austrian company, that is family owned and family run since 1919. So we have over 100 years of experience. And we basically focus on providing and manufacturing and supplying premium high security cylinders with large, expansive master keying possibilities and also the ability to configure and tailor make solutions for projects the way the user wants to have it. So when we talk about premium cylinders, there are two aspects one has to mention. First of all is the high security aspect of the cylinders and how many master keying possibilities are able to be provided in these systems. And EFA is able to provide both without compromising any of the other, any of each other. So we can do the high security aspect and the large master keying possibilities without compromising any of them when we integrate them in solution.
In your perspective, mm-hmm. let's say a lot of our listeners are building a home,
mm-hmm.
maybe for the first time or maybe the second, third time.
Mm-hmm.
And they have experience with many locks before.
Mm-hmm.
And from your perspective, can you, what would be a good explanation to the listeners? Why should they maybe try EVA for their security cylinders?
Okay. So I've been in this business for 3 years. I joined the company around 3 years ago. I came from a completely different industry before that. But what blew me away once I joined the company is by how many options, variations, and diverse cylinders EFA is able to provide to its customers. So I think the one thing besides the high security aspect and the master keying possibilities, what EFA does so well is it can provide you tailor-made solutions. We can virtually provide you any cylinder that you would require within our mechanical locking systems. So whether you are in Europe, whether you're in Japan, whether you are in Australia, we will most likely have the matching cylinder profile and cylinder type that you need in your apartment or home.
For those who haven't heard of master key before,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes when we just move to a new house mm-hmm. and I have like this plastic bag full yes. of keys.
Mm-hmm.
What is master key and how can we avoid this plastic bag full of keys?
Mm-hmm. So, as you correctly said, before there was a master keying system, there was this tendency to have a big bundle of keys that you would have to carry around with you. But what a master key system allows you to do is eliminate this bundle of keys and have one key that can give you tailor-made access to any of the doors that you are supposed to open to. So a master key system is basically a hierarchy of keys wherein some keys can open only specific cylinders in specific doors, whereas superior master keys can open multiple cylinders or even all cylinders in all doors. So that is how I would explain a master key system to someone who is new in the business.
If, let's say, I just finished my first house and mm-hmm. I'm using EVA and I have this EVA master key, and then I'm building another villa in Bali,
mm-hmm.
maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a question for Sahil.
Yeah.
Can I use the same master key?
Definitely. So what will happen that we will have the all your locking positions, and we can tailor-made the new extension. So with the master key, it's always possible to have a new extension. It doesn't matter. Let's say you can have a villa in a Bali, yeah, and you can also have another house somewhere in Australia, and you can still have the master key system. So you will have one key which will open all the doors in all three houses.
I have this favorite tagline: every door has its locks.
Okay. Yes.
That's your tagline, is access to security.
So we can access those locks
We complement each other. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We do. And what I'm very impressed by Habito's concept is basically we walked into your office, your showroom. I mentioned this to Sahil when I entered, is that you have very subtle, I would say, ironmongery, different door hardware components. But even though they're so subtle, they're very tasteful and they are very bespoke. So I think what you offer here is very bespoke solutions that will appeal to the users who have a very trained eye. Those people who know the business, who can appreciate quality, are those people I think you will appeal to very much. And I think this is where we can actually match your portfolio. Because what I tell to my partners throughout Asia Pacific is that you might have an entire ironmongery package with different parts, a beautiful door handle, a very functional door closer, a very sturdy lock case. So if you want these very bespoke, high security, premium products, you should also be able to provide them the most premium cylinders. And I am confident and I truly believe that EFA can provide you the most premium, highest security key cylinders with unlimited master keying possibilities. So I say, in terms of key cylinders, we are the best in the field. Why not match the best with the best in your ironmongery package here at Abitus?
Okay, so cylinders. Mm-hmm. It is often overlooked in, mm-hmm. you know, when we build a house, we talk about the architecture, interior design.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the, for sure, we're going to talk about the furnitures, mm-hmm. talk about the flooring, we got to talk about the ceiling, mm-hmm. talk about the rooms, spaces. But we never talk about the door hardwares.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, we never talk about the cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you've been in the business for more than 100 years and mm-hmm. there's 5 cylinders that you guys, mm-hmm. that EVA produce at the moment.
Okay. So basically, the cylinder industry is a very large industry. You have different segments in this cylinder industry. So you would have, let's say, from the most budget all the way to the most premium cylinders. So EFA focuses primarily on the premium segment of cylinders. But even within the premium range, you have different levels. I always compare it to flying. You can fly in a budget airline, you can fly economy class, premium economy class, business class, first class, all the way to private jets. The same thing is with cylinders, especially in the premium segment. So yes, EFA has multiple lines, mechanical locking systems, in the premium range. We have these premium cylinders. I must add, they are all patented. So for these systems, there is no open key blank in the market. That means all of our mechanical locking systems are premium high security. So if we start with our most standard products, basically it's a pin and tumbler system. We call it EPS. It uses key cuts, variable length profiles, and side cuts. Then we also have reversible key systems such as ICS and Akura. So you can insert it either one way or the other. And then if we move on, so to say, to our first class or our Ferrari in key cylinders, we have 4KS, which stands for 4 curved system. So we're moving the technology to a higher level. In Asia, I encounter many times projects and partners who say the more pins you have, the more security you can provide. But we're moving completely away from the concept of pins. We're moving to a higher technology than pins. So 4KS is one of those examples where we use curves in our systems. It's basically a technology that does not need any springs. It's springless. So these cylinders do not need any maintenance. It's very robust, very good for very tough weather conditions or very tough environments. And as I mentioned, this is our first class. This is our Ferrari. But we have even something higher. It's, so to say, our private jet among cylinders or our Rolls-Royce. And that is the MCS, the magnetic code system. So with this one, we use magnetic technology where we have multiple magnetic pills on the key, which are polarized in a certain direction, such as north-south. And these will have to interact with rotors inside the cylinders. And only when they are correctly magnetized and they match each other, will they align so that you can basically insert, turn, and open the key in the cylinder.
And I like the fact that, you know, after 2 days of trainings with EVA,
mm-hmm.
I can see that this particular cylinder 4KS
mm-hmm.
is suitable for if you have projects or if you're building a house at Pantai Indah Kapuk
mm-hmm.
or Pantai Mutiara,
mm-hmm.
the coastal areas,
mm-hmm.
it is actually very robust against seawater.
Yeah.
So problems with cylinder that I have experienced in the past is rust.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the rust is not visible. It comes from the inside of the cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
And the rust is like cancer. It just grows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at one point when there is too much rust inside the cylinder, the door just does not operate optimally anymore. So
it loses the functionality.
Yeah, and the functionality is just gone. And it's that is why these problems happens over and over again. I mean, cylinders are, although this is a premium cylinders, these are still affordable for most projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I really encourage, I mean, apart from me being a salesman, but I encourage a good investment in cylinders at the beginning is useful for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm,
you do not need to change anything ever again.
I agree.
Right.
As I mentioned before, the cylinders that EFA provides are very customizable. We have multiple options. So if you're, for example, concerned about corrosion through humidity or seawater, as you mentioned, on the coastal area, we can provide the option of seawater resistance. So basically where we provide zinc plating or coating on certain parts of the cylinder that make it more resistant against corrosion. So I think this will help you. And I think, yes, I agree with you, is that these cylinders that we have are can be used in any scenario by any user. Just to give you an example, this 4KS technology that I mentioned to you does not use any springs. That means you can easily insert and pull out the key. It's almost like gliding, and it doesn't require much force or strength to insert the key. And we actually decided to put 4KS cylinders in the door of my grandmother because she doesn't have much grip on her hands and she doesn't have much strength. So with these 4KS keys, she can easily insert the key in the cylinder and she has no access entering her home.
This is a question for Sahil.
Yeah.
Regarding these certifications.
Yes.
I mean, for the past 2 days, I've been seeing a lot of each cylinder has its own certification with the fact that it is actually produced in Europe and there is quite a high standard of security in Europe. But the mother of all certification is EN1303.
Yes, exactly.
Tell us more about that.
So the EN1303, we call it, or I personally like to call it, mother of all certifications.
This is not mother of all bombs, okay? It's
yeah.
Absolutely different.
So it's called the EN1303. So every cylinder to be in the market has to be certified with the following norm or standard, you can say. And even every country has their own norm and standards. So getting a EN1303 is like, it's a certification where you have classifications, and these classifications tell you if, let's say, key security is high or low, if how long the cylinder can be built in fire situation. So let's say I just put it out like 90 minutes, right? So that is the tested one. Of course, it can hold up to maybe 120 minutes or maybe more, but according to the labs, they test it. They have a standard 90 minutes, and that's it. Then there are a few, for example, corrosion standard. So where is the corrosion? What grade it has? So these are called classifications. So under the EN1303, you should have the classifications. If your cylinder doesn't have EN1303 certification, that means your cylinder is not good. You need to replace the cylinder. And according to this EN1303, every country has their own certification body. Yeah. So, for example, the UK has BSI, the Netherlands has SKG, right? So they test every country has their own standards. So therefore, having EN1303 is a basic to a cylinder. Yeah. So if you want to have a secure cylinder at home in your door, you need the EN1303 with the topmost best classifications.
And that is what EFA can provide in all of our systems.
Exactly.
And you mentioned also there is this VDS.
Exactly. So the VDS is actually a German standard tested cylinder. So what happens is with VDS, we use a special material for the cylinder housing, for the plug. And of course, there are no bulletproof cylinders. Yeah. But with this cylinder, you have some sort of resistance to the bullet. So actually, you can put the VDS cylinder in a bulletproof door as well.
So basically, is that the closest you can get to having a bulletproof cylinder?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Although nobody's shooting at my doors, I mean, at least not yet, I think this is a good bragging right. Hey, mm-hmm. I have a bulletproof cylinder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't call it bulletproof, but yes, you can mount it.
Yes, I call it bulletproof. Okay. Because that's the closest thing.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, this is especially if you really need high security. Is not only high cryptographic, but also high resistance to force. And it is so important if you're keeping, let's say if you have an in-house bunker or you have, you know, I've seen a project with the underground, what do you call it? The where you put all the golds and everything.
Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. the safe, the vaults.
The vaults. I think this is the technology that is coherent to that purpose. And it is available right now.
Yeah, basically, you don't have to limit yourself in the applications of cylinders. It's most likely if you have something which requires a cylinder, we would probably have it in our portfolio. And just let us know what you need and we can basically support you. And it's only to the benefit of the end users if they're aware of what technology is out there in the world, how much the cylinder technologies have actually evolved. And EFA is really cutting edge. They're really at the forefront of driving these new technologies. We keep developing new technologies. We keep coming up with new patents. And we really push the boundaries within the security industry with our key cylinders. We can provide both mechanical and electronic options. We can do combinations of mechanical and electronic options. And we notice also the market trends. So we also have smart solutions. We have digital solutions, but we still do not forget our roots in providing the highest security mechanical cylinders with almost unlimited master keying possibilities.
The reason Habitus is interested in working with EVA mm-hmm. is because we've been using a Japanese profile for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that EVA is able to mm-hmm. Accommodate
mm-hmm.
the Japanese profile is a huge plus for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it a very unique selling point
mm-hmm.
in terms of having your house with all doors and all the aluminium profiles having the same master key,
mm-hmm.
which previously we have not been able to do that.
Understood.
And since you guys can provide that level of mm-hmm. service and level of product quality, I think it's a very, very strong and promising and affordable solution for a lot of homeowners. I think this is the value is surpassing the investment amount at the beginning. I mean, once you invest on this, it will be with you for forever, pretty much.
I definitely agree with you, Sumitra. And yes, we can offer Japanese profile cylinders. Just to give you some context and to paint the picture for you, we have Japanese profile cylinders. They're available in the previously mentioned 4KS technology as well as MCS technology. But you don't have to limit yourself. You can also have different cylinder types, cylinder profiles, and you can mix and match them. We also have different finishes, so different colors on our cylinders. We also have different thumb turns. If you want, for example, thumb turn cylinders, we have different shapes that you can apply them with. So, you know, it's very customizable.
Before we get into discussion of digital access mm-hmm. or electronic locks, is there anything else that would you like to add regarding mechanical cylinders?
Mm-hmm. I think the one key aspect I have to just keep re-emphasizing is that if you want premium security cylinders or premium security cylinders, you have to be aware of the different high security cylinders that are available in the market, how many master king possibilities, combination possibilities they can provide, and how customizable they are with different options, different finishes. And then once you have informed yourself about how many options there are out there to choose from, then you can pick out the ideal solution for you. And as I mentioned, we have these different mechanical locking systems. And I'm sure whatever your requirement is, you'll be able to find the solution in one of our mechanical locking systems. So we have something for everyone.
So I have a story just to give you an idea of what the EVA brand is. So so there was one request. A woman, she called and she said she wants an EVA cylinder, and because her cylinder is broken, also from EVA. And that was 40 years ago. So after 40 years, the EVA cylinder finally broke, and she wanted a new cylinder, and all she wanted is EVA. She didn't want any other brand because it was, for her, it's the most reliable product. Yeah. So that's kind of commitment we give to our clients, and as well as that level of security. So every cylinder in mechanical range have a decent plug pulling and anti-drilling protections.
Can you tell us about this story?
So there is a story. There is a cylinder somewhere, and it was installed in a door, and the technicians, so the owner lost all the keys. And what happened that they wanted to produce a new key, but there was no profile available or the key profile available or key blank available to that customer. So the only option the locksmith had that is to drill the cylinder. So he decides to drill the cylinder, and it took them almost 4 hours to drill the cylinder, but they couldn't drill it. So at the end, they had to break open the door. So they cut out the whole lock case to open the door.
So it's unbreakable. And that's like the entry level EVA.
That would I say it's somewhere around the 4KS. Yes. At entry level, yes. But I would say that was 4KS. Yeah.
That's amazing. Let's talk about the digital door lock. And, you know, you have many products, but I like to focus on AirKey.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, Rafael, can you briefly explain what AirKey is?
So, EFA is, being the pioneer that EFA is, noticed the trend towards smart solutions very early. So, they developed AirKey, which is an electronic access control system where we send the authorization via the air, so via the internet. It's a smart solution for electronic access control systems, and it has multiple functions that are very helpful and useful, such as geotagging, which allows you to locate via the GPS coordinates, so you know exactly where the cylinder is. You can send a key electronically via SMS. So if you want to send someone access to your cylinder in a certain door, you send them a key via an SMS function, and they are able to download the AirKey app, and then they will be able to enter the premises. And this AirKey solution is really a plug-and-play solution. If you have a mechanical cylinder, let's take a European profile thumb turn cylinder or double cylinder, by simply removing that cylinder, you can insert an AirKey cylinder, and you're good to go.
So it's retrofitting.
It's basically retrofitting to a T. So you're upgrading a mechanical locking system to an electronic access control system, and you make it a keyless solution. Because how do you actually access the AirKey is via your smartphone or via ID media. So you make it really a keyless solution. You mentioned, Swamicha, at the beginning of this podcast that before there was even a master key system or concept, people would actually carry a bunch of keys. So you're removing and eliminating that, and just having a keyless solution. I believe everyone has a smartphone. They take it around wherever they go. So why not use that smartphone as your key?
People have been saying that, you know, just plant in the chips to your body. Actually, we do not need to do that because we are holding the chips on the phones all the time.
That's true.
So might as well use the phones as the key.
But even though this is a very useful and very easy solution, EFA always makes sure to never compromise on the security. So everyone who was involved in the development of AirKey had the highest security standards in their mind. So we created this very easy-to-use, user-friendly system, but to the highest security standards. And that, I don't think, is anywhere in the market. A manufacturer who's able to produce such user-friendly plug-and-play solutions which do not, at any point, compromise security.
Maybe I need the perspective from Sahil that you as a technical guy from EVA, I have many of our customers are looking for something. I do not want to bring a key anywhere I go in the house. I do not want even to bring my phones. I just want to use the fingerprint, or I just want to use the face ID to access my rooms. What do you have to say about that in terms of security?
So in terms of security, now, as I said, I can say, okay, not from an EVA employee, but I would say as from a technical, as a technician, I would say the facial recognition or the fingerprint recognition is not the best security you can have, right? And so anyone can take a fingerprint of yours and place it on the reader and you have it. Yeah, you can make an access. Facial recognition, same. Yes? So they can take a photo and show it to the scanner and you will have an access. What they do is, what EVA does is that we try to get the best of the smartphone and the best of the electronic chips available in the market. Right? So, and it's just not on the software side, but also on the hardware side. So you have an electronic cylinder, which is drilling protected, plug pulling protected, and there you need special tool to mount the cylinder as well. So it's just not like that anyone can come and demount the cylinder or assemble the cylinder. You need professional people, professional technicians to mount the cylinder or to actually assemble the cylinder.
Yes. So it basically provides you end-to-end security all along the way.
Yes. So if you come to the digital security, so the digital security is, I can say that, so the chips which we are using in the cylinder or the processor, these are all EAL 6 Plus certified, right? So this is a standard, let's say. And these are actually the same chips used in your e-passports, so where your biometrics are saved, or in your credit cards, right? As well as all the encryption, right? All the encryption is in all the interfaces. So let's say from mobile from your smartphone to the cylinder is through ECDSA 224 bits, right? And AES 128 bits for the session keys. So, and all the log entries are also revision proof. Yeah. So you can't just go and mess up with the software or rewrite the entries. This can't be done. It's revision proof. And yeah, that's the AirKey. Yeah.
I think from our perspective, from Habitus perspective, this AirKey solves four problems. You know, like you mentioned that anyone can take your fingerprints, just like Mission Impossible. Anyone can take your photo, just like in the movies, right? And our previous issues with the fingerprint scanners are, over time, it's no longer sensitive anyway. So it is not a long-term investment. And it get dusty, right? And when it's dusty, it's not sensitive. We cannot read it. And it takes a few seconds to read it. And most people are not just not patient for it to access. And then with all this scanning or face recognition, it requires a lot of hardware maintenance, especially cabling. The moment you have a cable problems, then technician needs to enter your house. Technicians need to go inside your house or go inside your most sensitive place, part in your house. You do not want that. You want a maintenance-free solutions. And I have seen many of digital access presentations, and I don't see anything that come close to your standard of security that is included in the AirKey device. The cryptography, I mean, you mentioned just now, for each cryptography you need 3 years to hack, but it changes every few minutes every time you use it. Mm-hmm. So it's safe to say that the system itself is non-hackable.
Yes.
You know, you do not get those security for private home. I mean, at such a price level, still affordable price level, it's amazing.
Yeah, as I mentioned, we do not compromise security at EFA, and we still provide the user friendliness. So this is a solution that can last you a lifetime. You just retrofit, plug and play, replace a mechanical cylinder with an AirKey cylinder. If you decide you want to leave your apartment, purchase a new apartment, you can take the AirKey cylinder in your old apartment, take it out, put it in the new flat, in the new apartment, and you're good to go. You can continue using it. Your family can continue using it just like it was in the old flat. So it's really a solution that is long-lasting. And as you, Soumitra, and you, Sahil, have said, it's high security. So the encryption levels are that high. We do not compromise on the security.
So we are so sure about our security concept that we actually have a PDF, you know, in our website. So anyone can go and download it.
So it's really transparent.
Very transparent.
You can see basically the whole security concept of ours. And we're confident in it. And we must say we have also very, very good reviews, so to say, or good feedback from the customers. Actually, before coming here to Indonesia, you know where I was before? Last week, we were in Singapore, Sahil and I. And in Singapore right now, we have this trend where multiple schools are actually switching from mechanical cylinders in their doors to keyless solutions. So we have already secured this year, I think, around 3 to 4 schools. They're using multiple electronic locking systems of ours, among them AirKey. So it's really so user-friendly. The elderly can use it. The young chaps, the young children can use it. Anyone can use it.
We can talk about locks all day, all night. It's becoming nonstop. But before we close this episode, is there anything that you want to mention to your potential listeners, to your audience?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think Indonesia is a really beautiful country. It's also, I think, a market that's going to blossom in the next years and next decades. And I think as the lower class will progress to a middle class, and as the middle class will progress to the upper class, and the upper class rises even higher, I think everyone in society will aspire for better, more secure products. And I believe EFA can be this trigger and this tool to attaining these higher security standards in the Indonesian market.
I agree with that.
One last question. If EVA is a cartoon character, what will it be?
I think from the Jungle Book, the lion.
What about it? Why?
So strong. Yeah. So we are specialized in mechanical products. So I think we are the lion in the jungle.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good choice, Sahil. Actually, now I have come up with my own. It's actually Iron Man, Tony Stark. The reason being, if I remember the movies correctly, is that he develops all these gadgets, all these armors, depending on what he requires to fight the enemies or the opponents. And in the same manner, I believe, Effa is able to provide different solutions in their cylinders, whether it's mechanical or electronic, depending on the requirements and the needs of the market, of the project, of the clients. So just like Tony Stark has his hall of armor with multiple Iron Man suits, we also, have a hall of cylinders with multiple cylinder types, cylinder profiles, options, finishes, mechanical or electronic, you name it, we've probably got it, and we can provide it to you.
And if you want to see the samples and how it looks like, how it feels installed in the doors, come down to Habitus Concept, Cideng Timur 73, Jakarta Pusat. We are more than happy to have you and feel it for yourself. We got a team of sales and technician to support you, and also drafters. Also, we got to you architects and interior designers. We got drafters, but more of that later. And visit our social media at habitusconcept.official. Eva at evva.com. It's in a German language, of course, but at the same time, there's tons of language in there. You just change the language to international. You can get English. Anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, perhaps one day you'll also see us, Effa, at Habitus Concept, because I'll also make sure
already here. It's already installed.
Okay, perfect. So try it out yourself. And from my side, thank you very much. Terima kasih.
Thank you guys for coming to Indonesia. And I think this is a good beginning. More to come. And thanks to our listeners for listening to us talking about blocks. Bye.